Welcome to Earth Matters, field notes on the geology of New Mexico's enchanting landscapes. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Nelia Dunbar. Could there be something hotter in New Mexico than our green chili? How about a volcanic eruption in the next 10, 100, or 1,000 years? The chances are pretty slim, but it's not impossible. This state will likely experience at least 100 eruptions over the next million years. Volcanoes are everywhere in New Mexico. The black, barren, lunar landscape rocks around Grants and Carrizozo and the black, flat-top mesas around Albuquerque are lava flows. Mount Taylor and Capulin Mountain are volcanoes. Los Alamos is built on the flanks of a huge supervolcano. Shiprock is the remnant of a volcano, as is Cabazon Peak. The Jemez Mountains in northern New Mexico produced an enormous explosive eruption a little over a million years ago. It was at least 250 times bigger than the 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens. The rocks that you see in the tall, buff-colored cliffs around Los Alamos are deposits from this eruption. In contrast, most of the recent volcanic activity in New Mexico has been from passive lava flow eruptions like those taking place in Hawaii today. These include a 3,000-year-old lava flow near Grants and the 5,000-year-old Valley of Fires lava flow near Carrizozo. Volcanic activity in New Mexico in the next 100 or 1,000 years would most likely be of this type and would form another interesting and beautiful feature in the enchanting New Mexico landscape. Celebrating Earth Science Week, this is Nelia Dunbar of the Bureau of Geology at New Mexico Tech.